Now, he goes on here, and he says, "And when the chief shepherd shall appear, ye shall receive a crown of glory that fadeth not away." Now, it must be done with the proper awareness that in it they serve the chief shepherd, to whom they are answerable, and that he will himself reward service rendered with rewards that are eternal. Now, don't get the impression that we are working for nothing. We're not. Paul made it clear, Christians not to work for nothing. You're to work for him and look to him for a reward someday. That's the way that we are to serve him. Now, he says here something about receiving a crown of glory. There are many crowns, and we've mentioned them. There's been the crown of life that he gives, the crown of righteousness. We've already talked about that. Now, what is a crown of glory? I think that it means you're going to share someday in his glory. Now, I've never had an opportunity yet in this entire course to talk about the glory of God. I actually do not have that opportunity today, other than to just mention this. And I made this study many years ago, and I'm speaking now from memory. I think at that time that I found 17 separate words in the Old Testament that were translated by the word glory. And that's a word that's used today. What do you understand by the word glory? What does it mean? How big is it? What shape is it? What color is it? What is it? What is glory? And I have a notion that the average Christian would just have about the foggiest notion about this thing. Well, I found out that glory does have a shape and size. Listen to this. The heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament showeth his handiwork. And I'm not going into that today, but the size of this universe that they already know about is staggering. And I think we've never even gotten out of the front yard of God's vast universe. It's so great. That's glory, the greatness of our God. And then what about color? Well, you look up at this vast universe at night. Look up at the sky in the fall. If you're in New England, take a good look at the leaves back there for me, because it's wonderful to be in that country and see the color. That's glory, the glory of God. I walked with a man down at Rancho Santa Fe here in Southern California. He's a man, I'm sure, of means. He's retired now, and he just pays attention to his garden there. He raises some of the most beautiful roses you've ever seen, and zinnias. I hope I pronounced that correctly. And, oh, they're colorful. And he just reached down, and he lifted up the head of one of those zinnias. And he said, you know, here in the spring, I put just a little seed in the ground. Look what's come up. Look what's happened here. He says, and then they try to tell me there's no God. Glory has color. May I say to you, it is something that's quite wonderful, the glory. And we're going to share in that someday, because he's going to give a crown of glory to those. And he's called the chief shepherd here. Now, the good shepherd gives his life for the sheep. That's Psalm 22. The great shepherd of the sheep, he watches over the sheep. And that is Psalm 23. Then Psalm 24 is the chief shepherd. And that's when he appears. And someday, our great shepherd is going to appear. And he'll still have his flock. We'll be members of that flock. How wonderful this is.